BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Israeli military and Hezbollah have continued to trade heavy fire across the Israel-Lebanon border, defying international calls for a de-escalation in the current conflict, which has seen hundreds of people killed. Hugo Pacheco reports from Beirut.
Across southern Lebanon, there were fresh Israeli airstrikes and more rockets from Hezbollah into northern Israel. And for a second day, congested roads in southern Lebanon with thousands more people on the move, fleeing north to get away from the Israeli attacks. The IDF said it had killed Ibrahim Kubaisi, a commander of Hezbollah's missile and rocket forces. Later, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attacks would continue.
Iran's new president Masoud Pezeshkian has made his first address to the UN General Assembly. He used his speech to accuse Israel of fanning the flames of war in the Middle East. This report from Nada Taufik in New York.
President Masoud Pezeshkian condemned what he called Israeli crimes against humanity in Gaza and state terrorism over the last few days in Lebanon. Strikes there that Israel says target the Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah have killed more than 500 people. He said Israel's actions could not go unanswered and the responsibility for the consequences of the escalation in Lebanon would be borne by countries who have thwarted all global efforts to end the violence. While its relations with the West have deteriorated, Iran's leader said he was ready to revive the 2015 nuclear deal and negotiate on all remaining issues.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has said he hopes to travel to Tehran as early as October for talks on Iran's nuclear program. Rafael Grossi was speaking after meeting the Iranian foreign minister on the sidelines of the General Assembly. He said he saw an expressed willingness to re-engage in a more meaningful fashion. But, Mr. Grossi noted, Iran was continuing to develop its nuclear program at a regular pace. A man accused of staking out Donald Trump's Florida golf course with a rifle has been indicted on a charge of attempted assassination. If he's convicted, Ryan Ruth faces the possibility of life in prison. Here's David Willis.
Ryan Ruth has been charged with the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at the former president's Florida golf resort 10 days ago. A Secret Service agent spotted the barrel of a rifle protruding from undergrowth as Mr. Trump was golfing nearby. Sometime before the incident, the accused delivered a letter in which he alluded to assassinating the former president. Ryan Ruth is currently in jail awaiting trial. A statement from the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said his department wouldn't tolerate violence that struck at the heart of democracy.
David Willis reporting. This is the latest world news from the BBC. A senior executive at the cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike has issued a new apology for the global disruption caused by one of its system updates in July. A senior vice president, Adam Myers, told a US congressional committee that steps had been taken to ensure it could never happen again. The release of the upgrade resulted in crashes of Microsoft computer systems worldwide. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has told the UN Security Council that Vladimir Putin will need to be forced by international action into ending Russia's war against Ukraine.
Putin has broken so many international norms and rules that he won't stop on his own. Russia can only be forced into peace. And that is exactly what's needed, forcing Russia into peace as the sole aggressor in this war, the sole violator of the UN Charter.
Russia's ambassador to the UN accused Mr. Zelensky of trying to push the world into the abyss of World War III. Vasily Nebenzia said Kyiv needed to be realistic about what he called the long-term regulation of the Ukrainian crisis and not slip into unrealistic victory plans. The Venezuelan Attorney General, Tarek Saab, says he's asked Interpol to issue an arrest warrant for the president of Argentina, Javier Milei, citing theft and human rights violations. It's the latest in a diplomatic spat between the two countries. On Monday, Argentina requested the arrest of the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, citing human rights abuses. The US rapper and producer Sean Combs, also known as P. Diddy, is facing another accusation of rape. In a lawsuit filed in New York, a woman has alleged she was drugged and viciously raped by Combs and one of his colleagues more than 20 years ago. He's being held in prison after being denied bail. BBC News.